This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. A key aide in the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump has given the House committee looking into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol a first-hand account of Trump's actions on the day of the riot. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
25-year-old Cassidy Hutchinson says the president had been told the supporters he was to address on January 6th had weapons.
I don't even care that they have weapons.
And ordered the Secret Service to remove metal detectors he thought was slowing down his backers.
Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here.
Hutchinson says the president demanded to go with them.
I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now.
She relayed a story from Deputy White House Chief of Staff Tony Ornato about what happened when the president's lead bodyguard refused.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
And then lunged toward the Secret Service agent. Hutchinson testified the White House's top lawyer had warned what would happen if the president went to the Capitol as Congress certified his election loss.
We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Environmental activists attending the UN Oceans Conference warned that time is running out for the world to adequately address climate change. VOA Flashpoint host Steve Miller reports.
WWF director Marco Lambertini warned on the sidelines of the United Nations Ocean Conference being held in Lisbon, Portugal, that the world has 10 years to address climate change.
Science has never been clearer, and we have equal amount of time to actually fix the natural loss, because the loss of natural living resources like fish stocks, seafood, and climate change, they are both interconnected.
Lambertini adds that aggressively addressing climate-related issues is needed, as some governments turn to short-term solutions to rising energy costs that might sidetrack efforts to address the climate crisis. Steve Miller, VOA News.
This is VOA News. British-born Ghislaine Maxwell has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse teenage girls. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the latest.
Epstein committed suicide in 2019, and prosecutors say he couldn't have sexually abused children without the help of Maxwell, his longtime companion. Brad Edwards represents 60 Epstein victims. He says Maxwell's sentence should have been more.
On a very conservative indictment, she's getting 20 years. So that doesn't sound lucky, but in the course and scope of what she did, it is.
Maxwell's attorney, Bobby Sternheim, says she will appeal.
Even before she stepped forward into this courthouse, she was being tried and convicted in the court of public opinion.
In court, Maxwell blamed Epstein, saying meeting him was the greatest regret of her life. I'm Ed Donahue.
The couple associated with some of the world's most famous and wealthy people, including former U.S. Presidents Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, and Britain's Prince Andrew. 51 people are now confirmed dead in the southeastern U.S. state of Texas in one of the deadliest incidents of human smuggling along the U.S.-Mexico border in recent years. The bodies of 46 people were found late Monday in the city of San Antonio after a city worker heard a cry of help from inside an abandoned tractor-trailer truck. Five other people later died at local hospitals. Authorities say temperatures inside the tractor trailer rose to 39 degrees Celsius. There were no signs of water and no visible air conditioning or ventilation. Many of the survivors were hot to the touch. Reuters says two Mexican nationals who were arrested in connection with the tragedy have been charged with possessing firearms while in the United States illegally. Mexican authorities say at least 22 migrants were from Mexico, with seven from Guatemala and two from Honduras. Repeating our top story, a key aide in the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump has given the House committee looking into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol a first-hand account of Trump's actions on the day of the riot. Cassidy Hutchinson, who worked directly under then-Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, described an angry and defiant Trump who ignored repeated warnings against summoning the mob to the Capitol that day, then refused to intervene to stop the violence as rioters laid siege to the Capitol. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.